on your radio, online and on your mobile. This is ABC Radio Queensland.
Where it's Adam keeping you company this afternoon. An investment group behind one of the most significant splashes ever seen in the Mission Beach tourism sector has had its core asset repossessed after failing to meet payment terms. Property investment group Mayfair 101 purchased Dunk Island last year for a bit over $30 million from Family Islands Operations owned by the Bond family. This week we learnt the Bonds had decided to take Dunk Island back, claiming Mayfair was unable to meet its financial obligations. Mayfair 101 and its subsidiaries own 130 properties from South Mission Beach to Bingle Bay. They've got offers on 100 more. Some of those, though, could be at risk due to current court action being undertaken against the company by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, which has placed freezing orders on some of the Mayfair 101 companies. James Mulwinney is the Managing Director of Mayfair 101. He is with us this afternoon on ABC Radio across regional Queensland. James Mulwinney, thank you for joining us. Let's just start with an understanding for our audience. How do you describe your company and what it does?
Yes, certainly. We're an investment group and very much a global one at that, with assets across quite a number of different countries. Our real focus market is helping a lot of self-funded retirees earn rates of return that they may not otherwise be able to earn in some more traditional products.
How many investors have bought into this vision you have for the Cassowary Coast? You say you want to turn Mission Beach and Dunk Island into a tourism mecca. How many investors have bought into this vision?
Yeah, so the Mayfair 101 group accepts investor capital, which it invests across a range of different projects. Their capital isn't deployed in any one specific project, but the group overall has worked with well over 500 wholesale investors in Australia.
Some people might not know the vision you have for Mission Beach and Dunk Island. Can you explain what it is that you see in this area and why you have made such a significant splash?
Yeah, certainly. So just investment thesis aside, it is a truly remarkable and spectacular part of Queensland. And we're actually really surprised that no one has really stepped in to do what we've undertaken to do with the region. Dunk Island has historically been a key attraction up until, unfortunately, 2011 when Cyclone Yasi went through. And importantly, it's the key driver of value for really the Mission Beach community. So it really made a lot of sense for us to acquire not just Dunk Island's freehold land, but also a significant amount of real estate so that we can really carry out our vision for the region.
Why couldn't Mayfair 101 find the funds to pay the Bond family the money owed for Dunk Island?
Yes, certainly. So back in April this year, the corporate regulator stepped in. They took issue with the advertising of two of our products. And unfortunately, effectively handcuffed us from advertising those products. It's a matter that still hasn't been determined in court, but it meant that we're unable to continue raising funds in those products. That had a bit of a cascading effect on various other components of the group. So we've had a couple of headwinds to deal with, but we've certainly been rebuilding a very strong foundation ready for this next phase.
You say you're trying to refinance to keep Dunk Island, but the Bonds say they gave you several payment extensions and will now act quickly to attract the right ownership. Do you still think you're a chance of getting Dunk Island back?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in close and regular communication with the Bond family. At the end of the day, they're just protecting their interests, which we understand and respect. The COVID environment has obviously made it very difficult, with a lot of the finance markets really freezing over in recent months. That being said, things are starting to ease up, and the timing, albeit it is relatively late in the piece, we are comfortable that we will be able to get it done and fulfil our obligations there to the Bond family.
What does this decision, though, mean for your plans to redevelop the island and its spit? What does this decision by the Bond family potentially mean for those plans?
Oh, certainly. Look, at this stage, it's just an interim step that the Bonds have taken, ultimately to protect their interests. If they were to follow through and we weren't to continue sort of fight through the things that we've had to do in recent months, then our plans would no longer proceed for the region. That being said, we are very set on delivering what we promised to the Mission Beach community, and I'd even go as far as saying the whole country that's been seeing what we've been doing there in the last 12 months or so. So our plans haven't changed. Yes, we've had a few challenges to deal with, but we're comfortable that we're going to get this across the line.
We're hearing here from James Marwini, Managing Director of Investment Group Mayfair 101. I mentioned you own about 130 properties from South Mission Beach to Bingle Bay, and you do have offers on about 100 others at the moment, which you're yet to purchase. What impact is the current court action from the regulator having on your ability to fulfil those promises you've made?
Oh, look, the impact of the court action has really been significant and perhaps more far-reaching than maybe even the regulator thought. It's just the nature of the investment space. If the regulator starts having a look at something that they may not feel comfortable with, the impact of that down the line can be quite far-reaching. As I mentioned earlier, we've got nothing to hide. We've been as cooperative as we can with the regulator and other parties. We're actually very surprised that they've come after us. And we have our speculation as to why that might be, but it's certainly nothing that they're going to find that there's been any wrongdoing from our part.
Now, you've used some pretty strong language, though. So you've got multiple court cases. You've had two of your companies put into provisional liquidation, and ASIC has told the federal court one of your entities has characteristics typically associated with a Ponzi scheme. What do you say to those accusations?
I think it's very straightforward that ASIC needs to go and read their own definition on their website. If you look at the Money Watch website, it explains what a Ponzi scheme is. It says you recruit through family and friends, which we don't. We operate under an Australian Financial Services licence. And secondly, and more importantly, the likes of a Ponzi scheme has no assets. As you mentioned a minute ago, Sam, we've got 130 properties up in Mission Beach. We've got real estate overseas. We've got many other investments in different parts of the world, and particularly in Australia. So the allegations are absolute rubbish.
The federal court judgment last week referenced potential further legal actions against you and your companies. Could this put at risk your plans for the Cassowary Coast?
Oh, look, if we didn't fight them, absolutely. But we have, I wouldn't even say, a strong case. We've done nothing wrong. Again, we're surprised that the regulators come at us as hard as they can. And to be honest, we genuinely feel that the regulator, being a government department, is actually jeopardising a project which is set to create an employment uplift, which is really needed for Far North Queensland. So it's almost counterintuitive, the steps that they've been taking, particularly given that they really didn't do their homework on the group, let alone speak to us to give us an indication of what they are looking for in the first place.
How difficult is it to find a refinancing partner at the moment with all this hanging over your head?
Oh, look, the people that we're dealing with are at the top end of town. This is an uncommon circumstance to be in. So we're dealing with the right people. They're credible, and we have made some significant progress. We've had people up in Mission Beach over the last 10 days or so doing due diligence on the ground. So we're comfortable we're going to get this across the line.
And James Marwini, even without all those legal issues resolved in your favour, this pandemic has devastated tourism globally. Do you still think Dunk Island and Mission Beach remain an attractive proposition for investors and stand a chance of becoming the tourism mecca you were hoping for?
Yeah, look, absolutely. We're very comfortable with our investment there. At the end of the day, you have a small catchment area with a largely landlocked region. So we consider that whether that's just local tourism with people that would normally head over to Bali, head over to Greece or the south of France, for example, every year for a summer holiday or European summer. The weather up in the Cassowary Coast is absolutely beautiful around that time of year. So we absolutely reckon we can attract a lot of that population to the Cassowary Coast.
There's a lot of column inches being dedicated to your group at the moment. What would your message be to the community?
Oh, look, sit tight. We appreciate that you've all been very patient with us. I haven't left my desk in 6 months to make sure that we get this resolved and we meet all of our commitments. So I can assure you that all the work that we've been doing, we are seeing some good progress on, and we will get this across the line. There's no doubt about it.